Hi, friends. Welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast made for leaders navigating career paths. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho, a former recruiter and HR professional for Fortune 500 companies, turned career coach, and spokesperson. This podcast was created for the motivated and action-driven career professional that aspires to develop their inner self, gain clarity, and enhance their leadership skills within the workplace. Each episode will be an experience of the most effective career strategies, mindset tips, and ways you can lead within your career, because we're all leaders, whether you realize it or not. I'm here to take you there. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I hope everyone is having a great new year so far. I love the start of a new year, so happy 2024. Don't you love a start of a new year? I feel like we can start over, where things are fresh, new opportunities come into the horizon. Now, every year though, I do find myself sad that it is a new year, because I'm like, well, give me more time. I want more time. But then I quickly just remember my favorite thing is opportunities and just planning and getting excited for new. And then I kind of forget about, like, oh, well, like the year has ended and it's basically over. But now it gets deeper to the first month, right? And we tend to sometimes feel a bit of drop in that new year excitement energy. And that happens, right? We're so motivated. We're so excited. We're so happy. But then things happen. Things can change. Some area might fall off. And what's really important is to keep that excitement energy and keep that excitement spark. And so today we're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about that energy spark, how to keep it alive, and how to just continue that positivity and motivation. And if you haven't felt that motivation yet, this should also help you get there too. You guys should know me well enough by now that I like to get into the content, the good stuff. So let's talk about it. So keeping that spark alive, we have to set in our yearly intentions. Do you do that? Do you talk about your year intentions on job seeking, on just your goals that you have? As job seekers and leaders in our career, to stay motivated, this is what's going to help you no matter where you are, right? Whether you're a seasoned professional, whether you're just starting out, this is really, really important. Something like this is to really assess, right? It assesses your whole year and what your goals are. And you get to really dive deep in, I think, the planning phase of this, right? Our yearly intentions should come within our first 2 months, right? So January and February should be where we really focus on these things. Think about your top three short-term goals and your three long-term goals on what you hope to achieve. I like to think about my goals because this gives me a foundation and motivation to then plan on how I'm going to achieve those things. If I have no goals or thoughts of what I really want to achieve and what I really want to do, then you're just lost, right? And you don't really have any directions and things can get quite messy. This really just provides us a sense of purpose. So it helps you understand your challenges during the year so you can then solve and achieve those things. With that, we then have to develop our needs for our personal growth. So when I think about personal growth, I think about education and skills. Right? What do you think about? Does that align with what you think when it comes to your growth and development? Education to me is really a big thing. It helps us just understand our strengths, our weaknesses. It helps us gain quality so we stand out in our industry, right? One thing that's really important is, why do you do what you do? Why do you do it? Why do you want to become what you want to become? When we get down to that, we also become more clear on which direction we should be taking. So think about that if you haven't reflected. Why do you want to become XYZ? Why do you do what you do? What makes you stand out amongst everyone else? What's unique about you? When we just take that time to invest in ourselves, it will help us become much more valuable to these potential employers. With that, we then have to embrace our lifelong learning. Lifelong learning is the core of our personalized learning plan. So learning doesn't end with formal education. It is not necessarily a certification or a degree. It is our mindset of growth, always seeking opportunities to expand our knowledge. Now, this could be something that is personal, like maybe you want to take a skill in knitting or a sport, right? Anything like that. It's just your personal and professional development from there, because we develop our own skills on the outside of work, which help us inside of work at the same time. And then we look into the online presence. Ooh, when I speak to clients on this, I either receive, yes, I looked into my online presence and I've updated my LinkedIn recently, or I haven't looked at my LinkedIn in years and I haven't logged in who knows how long, right? So when I get to both groups of people, I can almost guarantee to find areas within their LinkedIn profile that they can improve their brand and their value for potential employers, keywords, all the things. I challenge you, right? I challenge you to find a way to use your digital presence and position yourself as a leader and authority. So for example, on LinkedIn, right? Maybe we reflect and we optimize our profile, right? But think about your position. So this could be posting and giving your insights on knowledge about topics in your industry, right? You're using a social platform as your brand. If you're in marketing, use your Instagram account and show your pictures of your work that you've done, or show if you're in the fashion industry and or maybe you desire to work in the fashion industry, show your love for fashion in your social media, right? When we take our online brand and we apply our intentions and our goals, we then get to really set us up for valuable success. And this is exactly what we were also talking about in the beginning of the podcast too, right? Setting our intentions and goals. But before I go on, let's talk about something that has been extremely important to me as a career coach, mom, and having separate online brands. As a new mom, my goal has been to give my daughter all the attention and time she needs while still balancing my career. During my pregnancy, I gave up a lot of things I love, such as my Starbucks and at-home Nespresso coffee. After having my daughter, I would at least need 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day because my energy was just not the same. I couldn't create any new online content because I just didn't feel like it, and my energy could only focus on one thing at a time. I then discovered Magic Mind and started using it in my mornings to replace my coffee, and I instantly have seen a change in my productivity again. I keep these right at my desk, so once I log into my computer at 9 a.m., I easily take this and I feel so inspired. I no longer need my 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day. I no longer experience that afternoon crash, and at the end, feel better knowing I'm replacing my coffee, drinking less caffeine, and it lasts so much longer. The matcha in this product contains much less caffeine than your regular cup of coffee, and so it's basically nature's extended release version of caffeine. It works for me, and I've also recently shared this with my husband, who is happily away working on his projects and no longer has an upset stomach. Check out the link in my notes for 56% off, which will only last 10 days with this code CONFIDENTCH20. Again, that's CONFIDENTCH20 to try out something that will change your career, your life, your outlook. By the way, if you sign up for the 3-month subscription, you also get one for free, which is such a good bonus. Now let's get back to the remainder of the podcast. Cultivating your resilience and grit. Oh, how I understand so much about the struggle and emotion of the career roller coaster. Trust me, aside from being a career coach, I created a few online brands on the side, and their launch and success is a slow success. And just because we face these emotions doesn't mean we give up, which is easier said than done. But when we visualize our goals, when we have this roller coaster, when this comes up and it doesn't then take over us so much because that energy, we're not utilizing it as much as it would if we didn't hold this grit, this resilience to the negative. Keeping your mind and your goal on the dream and being determined and not giving up. There are always ways we can go around it, right? Always things that we can do to achieve this dream and goal. Maybe it's going to take us a little bit, right? Not everything is an overnight success, which, you know, we always seem like that's what it is, but it's not always that way, right? We can take in, though, our education, the activities, the events, so many different ways that we can help our mind and our energy just stay focused and stay determined. Small wins, those little things that we don't tend to acknowledge as much as we should. We have our large career goals. Maybe it's landing a job, but it's so crucial to celebrate those small things that we go through along the way, no matter how small it seems. You adjusted your resume. Congratulations and celebrate that. You networked with 3 people or 4 people in one day. Congratulations and celebrate that. It's these moments that also connect to that resilience. It's those moments that reinforce our progress and those momentum and steps that we're taking. And no matter how small, progress is progress. The year might bring in some challenges, but each challenge is one step forward to its victory. Stay intentional. Keep learning. Maximize that digital presence. Cultivate that resilience. Here's to a year filled with success, growth, and endless possibilities. The road may be challenging, but when we are armed and around all these strategies, you're going to be well equipped for a successful 2024 to make this professional triumph a true success for you. I'm so excited to hopefully hear about more of your stories and all the little wins and challenges that you're facing and overcoming. Feel free to message me in on LinkedIn. Check out that. I'm really excited to hear more about how this podcast has influenced you. And I'm excited to see you guys in my next one. Hey friend, before you go, I just want to thank you so much for listening in. Your support on this podcast has been amazing. It's such a beautiful journey. I love every moment I'm able to sprinkle some knowledge and bring you into the leader that you truly are. I would love for you to head over to my LinkedIn profile and connect with me and send me a message. Let me know what your takeaways were from today's episode. Can't wait to catch you guys in the next one.